back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the studio. If you're looking for that interview that we did with Golden Ticket Cinemas, you can find it on our website, HuskerRadio.com, along with all of our most recent interviews from Mugs in the Morning as well. Right now, we have the crew from the Cedar Room joining us. We have Amber, Trish, BJ, and Hector. Hard to believe, tomorrow makes 1 year since the Cedar Room first opened their doors.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, guys. How awesome!
Wow, what a year it's been, too, and it's marked by a lot of excitement, a lot of learning, a very steep learning curve for us, but surrounded by a great staff, both past and present, that, mm-hmm. that have really made us the success that we are.
Yeah. 1 year, can you believe it, Amber?
No, it's crazy. It feels like a whirlwind, but it's been so awesome. So
there's been a lot of ups and downs during that year,
yep.
Navigating the COVID-19 pandemic, navigating the construction and limited parking, BJ, but we've survived. If we survived this, we can survive anything.
That's right. It's been phenomenal. I would say 8 months, 9 months into it, we actually blew past our projections for the year.
Oh, wow.
We were shocked when all that happened.
Because you blew past the predictions in the midst of all the chaos.
Of everything, mm-hmm. yes.
That's just it.
Wow.
Even our financial advisors and institutions, and they come in here, it's like, wow, I don't know what you guys did, but whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Tell me how.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'd like to issue up a challenge too, Tristan. I remember our first day, Amber was washing dishes in her sink, crying and shaking because there was so many dishes putting out. She was like, let's make her cry again.
Come to the Cedar Room and make Amber cry.
Yes. Yes. If you dare.
I felt so bad for
them. Oh, man. Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm like, Amber, are you okay? It's like, yeah, crazy. So many drinks.
Yeah, well, when they say a soft opening, they mean both sides full and one bartender and the receipts stopped working. It was just a lot happening that day.
We can't make it easy on day one.
It was like, I just needed a minute. I got it together.
Can't make it too easy on day one. Now, Trish, what do we have on the menu in honor of the big one-year anniversary?
We're actually going to do another rabbit dish. We're going to do a deconstructed filleted rabbit with some shallots and some leeks and some fennel and some purple potatoes and a port wine reduction. So just kind of a twist on a little bit of game there before we go into fall.
I like it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I had some people making fun of me a few times this past week after my chicken mishap last week with you, Trish. Where I thought that I had been eating chicken at the campaign event.
The calamari.
You were quick to correct me, and then some people pointed out that
that's calamari. What kind of chicken is that? That would be squid chicken.
Chicken of the sea.
Chicken of the sea. Oh, very good.
Good thing
yeah.
you weren't allergic to it, Tristan.
What a way to find out. That event would have been all right.
Okay, you're in good company.
Yeah, that was a fun event. The crew did a terrific job with that.
Absolutely.
So looking forward to doing more catering and private events on those Mondays. Mm-hmm. And so, if you want a nice place and some great food to do a private event, let us know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And BJ, tell us about what we have for the big year anniversary celebration this week.
Oh, we have multiple things going on. Starting Friday at 4 o'clock, we're going to have a drawing here in just a little bit on the radio station live. But we're going to have multiple prize giveaways, beef bundle packages. We'll have about 20 of those, T-shirts, koozies, shot glasses.
Gift cards.
And we just have multiple mm-hmm. gift cards as mm-hmm. well, yes.
Did you say meat bundles too?
Yes.
Meat bundles.
Meat bundles. Yeah, more time meat bundles.
So you can actually take home the steaks that we serve at the Cedar Room.
Or maybe you can substitute it for squid, too, if you want to taste it like I did.
There you go. But no, and then I'll let Hecker explain a lot of the support that we've got from our distributors and how they're helping us.
Some great local businesses and great local individuals as well that have been helpful not only in this year celebration, but helpful this entire year.
Absolutely, and then we have to thank both Cisco U.S. Foods and even Tyler McCarty down in McCook with the Saltwater Hills shrimp, because we get a lot of our shrimp from him. We go back to supporting Nebraska as much as we can, so we really try and shop local. I think most of our promoting, most of our things that we buy for the restaurant happen in the Canteen District. You know, we really have to thank our community and our people. And I just can't tell you how many people comment that come off of I-80. I hope people realize what a gem of a downtown North Platte has. Mm-hmm. People come in and there's the cruise night or whatever. They're like, what's going on? It's just like, oh my God, it's cruise night. There's people lined up in chairs. And I said, well, every now and again, we have a cruise night. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, this is like a throwback. This is really cool. So a lot of people coming in from out of town off of I-80 that are really surprised of what North Platte has to offer.
Oh, absolutely. Here in quote unquote, the middle of nowhere.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, which is an oasis, right?
Yeah. Dusty from Dusty Trails is going to be there for the big anniversary celebration on Friday, and he's going to be giving carriage rides throughout downtown North Platte. Let's shake up our entries and draw a lucky winner.
All right, here we go.
You can hear the shaking up. The beauty of live radio.
Right. Our first winner is Gary Monks. Well, we will reach out to Gary for these rides, and we're going to call from the radio station, so be looking for the Husker radio station phone number. Mm-hmm. We'll give you 2 days. If we have not heard a response, then we will definitely draw for another name.
On Friday, we'll draw for another name.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yep,
perfect.
Correct.
Sean will be giving you a call here sometime, probably I would say, definitely be before noon today, though. We're going to give another draw here.
All right. I would say this is Shauna Mavis.
Okay. Can't make it easy to read.
No.
Right? They very rarely are, as Hector just found out.
Well, this is Russell Mavis, I'm assuming is Mr. and Mrs. Mavis.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
This one is the Celtic Lady, Rosemary MacArthur.
Awesome.
Rhonda Richmond.
Rhonda Richmond also getting hooked up with a ride. And how many more do we have to draw?
There's five.
Five right now?
We have three more.
Okay.
We have a Tanya Wheeler.
Bruce Richmond.
Hey, Mr.
Bruce Richmond.
Buffalo Bill himself will be riding on the carriage drive downtown.
That's awesome.
How awesome.
Then we have a Misty Monks.
Okay. Awesome.
Perfect.
Cool,
so
yay.
If you know those individuals, tell them congratulations and let them know that Sean will be giving them a call here from the radio station within the next few hours. He'll give you a call as soon as humanly possible. And then you have 2 days to confirm that you'll be using those. If not, we'll draw new winners come Friday. But we'll be there live on location. We'll be helping give away your different prizes, Hector.
Yes.
I think you mentioned shot glasses, koozies, meat bundles.
T-shirts.
And
Cedar Room T-shirts that we had Shay from Whitetail and her crew made those up for us.
Yeah,
so.
And they're super cool.
They're really nice. Yeah,
really like you're partnering with in the canteen dish.
They're awesome. Yeah.
No, and definitely I want to give a special thanks to all our sponsors as well. So you guys included. I mean, you guys have been a tremendous partner for us. You know, we have a lot of commentary from people in the community. It's like, I heard you in mugs. And the coolest or weirdest thing that happens is that if I'm at Walmart or whatever, people hear me speak. It's like, oh, you're the guy from the Cedar Room. I'm like, yeah. It's like, I hear you on mugs. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
I'm Hector from the Cedar Room.
Yeah.
Is that stayed on your name tag?
I know, I should, right?
Oh, boy, Tristan.
No, but it's been what a fantastic year it's been, Tristan. We look forward to being here much, much longer and keep improving, keep growing, and listening to our community as far as what they like and want.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you guys are members of this community, BJ. You're here to stay, here through the thick and thin, and encourage folks to come and support it here throughout the big celebration this week.
Most definitely. I'm actually a fifth generation in this community.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's what I'm just learning today.
So we've been here many, many years, and we plan on being here many, many more.
Yes.
Yay. Lord willing, the creek don't rise too much.
Right. Exactly. That's why we live in the hills.
Anything else you guys want to add this morning?
Come on in for our lunch special. They've been asking for pasta, so we've got the fresh shrimp from a cook, and we're sautéing that off and putting that in a Greek tortellini salad with some feta and cheese tortellini, and seems to be popular with a little ciabatta bread on the side.
And what partners well for our mixologists to mix up with that, Amber?
We have a prickly pear margarita that is beautiful and delicious. BJ couldn't get enough of it the other day.
Yeah, it
is very good. But we have a really fun summer menu, so come on in and try a drink or two. And really, any of them are really refreshing and go well with any of, you know, the lunch specials. This one in particular is very, you know, a light, summery, nice, cool dish, so.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, guys, we appreciate the time. Look forward to joining in on the big celebration this Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break here on Coyote Y, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.